All right, today I want to learn about the basic hadlaka, the maitse hadlaka, some of the laws of lighting the candles of Hanukkah, even though we're up to tonight's already the fifth. So we only have 4 days left. It's never too late to learn halachas about how to light the Hanukkah candles. Okay, first of all, how long do the candles after the Zman, let's say the Zman begins, whenever that we discuss, whenever the Zman is, what is the Zman? What is the amount of time that the candle should be lit? So we always say a half an hour. Right, that's the Zman. The Zman is from the time the Zman begins until the amount of time it has to be lit is a half an hour. Now today, we had all this discussion that being that there are different opinions as to when is the Zman to light. Does the Zman begin with sunset? Does the Zman begin with when the stars come out? Is the Zman begin somewhere in the middle, what we call the second setting of the sun? So in order to be machmir, in order to make sure that we cover all ground, many people have the custom to add a little bit more oil or have longer candles, that it should remain lit past the latest Zman possible. So in other words, if you are of the opinion that Zman, the correct time to light candles is sunset, but you also want to take into consideration that maybe the correct time to light candles is Tzeisak HaChavim. And if you want to be very machbir as to the exact time of Tzeisak HaChavim, let's say you're going to wait 50 minutes, let's say we'll tell Shabbos. Many people will tell you that Shabbos is over, Tzeisak HaChavim is 50 minutes after sunset. So if that is the correct time to light candles, how long must the candles remain lit? Well, from 15 minutes after sunset for half an hour. But if the other hand, you also want to light candles when the sun sets, also you only have to light candles, it has to remain lit for a half an hour. But being that you want to cover ground, you want to follow all of the opinions, if you're going to light candles when the sun sets, your candles will have to remain lit for 1 hour and 20 minutes. Because the later Zman to light candles is 50 minutes after sunset. And from then, you has to remain lit for 30 minutes. So that takes you from sunset until half an hour after the latest Zman, your candles would need to remain lit for 1 hour, 50 minutes until sunset, plus another half an hour, which is 50 minutes after sunset, then another 10 minutes would be 1 hour, another 20 minutes, it would be 1 hour and 20 minutes. And most of us do not light at sunset. Most of us probably end up lighting really after Tzeisak HaChavim. Many people, they go to shul, they go to Ma'ariv, or their family is not yet home, and probably, practically, most people are not makbid to light Hanukkah candles at the earliest possible moment, even though that really should be the proper thing to do. But being that most people do not end up doing that, most people end up lighting Hanukkah candles after the stars have already come out, your Hanukkah menorah only needs to be lit for 30 minutes. Now here's the question. Who says 30 minutes is 30 minutes? Maybe 30 minutes is sho'os zamanios. What is called a half an hour? Is a half an hour the average when the equinox, when the days are 12 hours light, 12 hours dark? Or maybe when we say half an hour, it means we are half an hour, is it half an hour of the night, half an hour of the day? Right now, assuming that we're lighting Hanukkah candles at night when it's dark, so I'm assuming we're going to follow the hours of the night. And being in the winter, the night is much longer than the day. So an hour is not really an hour. An hour can be more like 70 minutes, even 80 minutes. And then when you want to divide that into half, a shows manios can be a half an hour, can be 40 minutes or 35 minutes. And indeed, there are poskim that say just that, is that since the lighting of the Hanukkah candles is done at night, and generally in the world of halacha, when we talk about an hours, it's shows zemanios, So when it says in Chazal that you should let the candles remain lit for a half an hour, it means a half an hour shozmanios, which would mean 30, I don't know, I didn't figure out the shozmanios now, but it would be probably about 35 minutes to 40 minutes. So you know what would come out then? That if you light your Chanukah candles when sunset, you'd have to have them remain lit for an hour and a half, not just an hour and 20 minutes. Now, the people out there who are very machped on carbon emissions are not going to be happy. I saw last year, I'll tell you a joke, I saw last year one of these environmentalists plead with the Orthodox Jewish community that this year, do something for the environment. Light one less candle every night of Chanukah. Think about if all of the Orthodox Jews would light one less candle, how much less carbon they would put into the environment. Yeah, right. Right. Have a nice day. The people who are right, they're flying around on jets, and then they're one flight on a jet is more carbon emission than the whole New York City's Chanukah candles. But okay, but it's interesting is that we technically only have to light a half an hour. That's all you have to light. And if you start lighting Chanukah candles when the sun at let's say when it's sunset, when the sun already has set, you only have to technically light the candles for 30 minutes. There are those that are machmir that hold that a half an hour is defined by shozmanios, which would mean you take the entire night. How many hours? You take the entire period of time from when it gets dark until it gets light, and you divide it by 12, and it comes out that each hour is more like 70 or 80 minutes. Divide that into two. That would mean a half an hour is really between 35 and 40 minutes. And if you go further and say that if you're going to light your candles when the sun sets, because you want to be machmir, and follow the opinion that the lighting candle begins when the sun sets, and thank you very much for the coffee, thank you very much. And you want to wait until the candles should remain lit past the latest possible time when you're supposed to light candles. The result would be, it's very interesting, the result would be that if you light candles that when the sun sets, your candles should ideally be lit for an hour and a half. That's a chumrah. That's very dangerous. You know, you have to be very careful to sit by the candles to make sure everything is A-okay. I'm not suggesting you do this, but I'm just telling you that's what really comes out according to these opinions. Shabbos is already over, Shabbos is already passed, but Friday afternoon, when we light candles before the sun sets. And then indeed, you have to let the candles remain lit for a very long time. Okay, how long should they be lit? I mean, Shabbos already is not okay anymore, but an hour and a half would be certainly ideal, an hour and a half. And if you don't want to let it light so long, so then at least an hour, because at least an hour, so then you can say that, you know, the Yizman Hadlaka begins with sunset or the second Shkia, but it would have to be lit for a significant amount of time, for an hour, at least Friday. But during the weekday, it only needs to be lit for a bare minimum of 30 minutes, and L'chatchila, 35 minutes. To take into account the possibility that when it says shows, it means shows zemanias. There used to be the olden days, those candles, I'm sure they're still around, they used to sell them, tells yeshiva, they used to send you a box of candles. Those candles do not last more than half an hour. Those candles last about exactly a half an hour. And the problem is if you take two candles and you put them next to each other, very close, the heat that's generated being next to each other is so strong that those candles can burn out in less than 30 minutes. They can be depleted in 20 minutes. Okay, I remember I used to have a menorah like that, a menorah where the candles were very close to each other. And I remember, you have four candles, they're gone. Those candles can be out within 20 minutes because of the heat generated. Then the candles burn out very, very quickly. There's a very big shaila if you yaitze the mitzvah. It can be a bracha levatola. If you light the candles, and the candles are little, less than a half an hour, it's a very big question. It's a bracha levatola. Now, on the other hand, I want to tell you a chiddush, which is not lehalacha. It's not lehalacha, but it's something which is very interesting, which brings out the issues. There are some who hold that the requirement to light Chanukah candles, and this is a very wild approach. Again, a disclaimer, this is not the halacha. The halacha that you have to light candles for a half an hour is only if you light your candles at the earliest possible zman. The ideal thing for us to do is to light candles when the Zman begins. When does the Zman begin? The Gemara says, Mishecha Shecha, when it gets dark. What is called getting dark? Well, you decide. Either it's when the sun sets, it's when the stars come out, or when there is what's called a second setting of the sun. That's the ideal time to light your candles. How long must they remain lit for? For half an hour. Let us say you light candles 10 minutes late. You have the custom your entire life to light candles when the sun sets. But today you're late. So today you're lighting 10 minutes late. In this instance, according to this opinion, today, if you're 10 minutes late, your candles only have to remain lit 20 minutes. Let's say you're 20 minutes late. Your candles only have to remain lit for 10 minutes. Only need to put enough oil into your menorah for 10 minutes. Let's say you light after when it's already, say, Sakar Chavim, it's already 10 o'clock at night. You only have to light candles for 1 second. The mitzvah of hadlokah is a very interesting idea and it makes a lot of sense. The mitzvah of hadlokas neiros is a mitzvah to express to yourself persumenisa. There was a miracle. If you're lighting for yourself at home, just light the candle and that's it. You light the candle and you blow it out. That's all you need to do. Anyway, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the candle. You need to see the candle. So you light the candle and you burn it out. Oh, but it says in the Gemara you're supposed to light for half an hour. Yeah, you're supposed to light for half an hour when you light the Zman. The Zman of the miracle, the Persume Nitsa, is Mishech HaShecha, until the people who sell in the street, the Talmudim, there's a certain type of people, they have a profession to sell wood. They sell in the street wood chips. So when they close up shop, because as long as they're still out in the street, that means there are people still running around in the street to buy supplies, to cook dinner. Once these people already close up shop, there's no one out in the street. So the Zman of Hadlokas Neiros is Mishech HaShecha for a half an hour. That's the ideal time. It should be lit for half an hour. But once that time passes, it's a mu'uvos. It is a mistake. She'enoi yochol l'schoi. If you want to have the benefit of lighting Chanukah candles for a half an hour, then you have to light the candles at the earliest possible Zman, and the candles must remain lit until a half an hour. Then you get the mitzvah in its fullest form. You lit for a half an hour in the right, proper time. And if you light at the earliest possible Zman, there's not enough oil in your menorah to last for a half an hour, you have made a bracha levatola. And if the candles you're using are only a half an hour candle, and you put them too close to each other, where you intensify the heat, which causes them to melt, and it's only going to last for 20 minutes, it's a bracha levatola. Because you're lighting the candles the ideal moment, and it has to remain lit until half an hour, until the Talmudim, these people, they leave the market. But if you light 15 minutes late, so when you do the Maisa Hadlaka, the Zman expires in 15 minutes. You only need to have enough oil or candles to last for 15 minutes. And if the candles only going to last for 15 minutes, you have not made a bracha levatala. It's only a bracha levatala if you're not going to make it to the finish line. In other words, the most critical moment that the candles need to be lit is the end of that half an hour. That is the moment. That moment, it's a whole new way of looking at Hadlokas Neiros. We look at Hadlokas, an incredible lumdus in this, you saw it from this opinion. We look at Hadlokas Neiros, yes, the average person, the Iker Zman of the mitzvah, the Iker Zman is when you light the candles. That's the Iker. At that moment in time, you must make sure that al derech hateva, you have enough oil for the candles to remain lit for a half an hour. And what happens if it goes out? You're okay. We have a principle in halacha called kovsa. If the candles go out Ein zokuk lo. You have no responsibility. If at the moment when you lit the candles, there was enough oil to last for half an hour, and you lit it in the right zman, and there's no wind, the wicks are normal wicks, the oil is good oil, and you light it, and something unusual happened, an unusual circumstance happened where the candles went out, you're done. You don't have to relight them. You are mekayim the mitzvah, the oraisa of the rabbanon. I'm sorry, the rabbanon of hadlok asneiros kavsa ein zokuk lo. You bear no responsibility. That is the way we look at the mitzvah. But not all of the rishonim look at the mitzvah in such a fashion. They look at the primary moment of the mitzvah, the end of the half an hour. I'm lighting the neiros now. What I'm doing now is not so significant. What I'm doing now is just basically I'm setting up these candles that it should be lit at that last moment when the Talmudim come home, when they pack up their equipment and they come home, they leave the shop, they leave the market. That's so I'm setting up the candles. So when I'm lighting it now, I'm lighting it for that half an hour, for what's going to be a half an hour from now. And this half an hour span of time is the ideal of preparation of how long it should be lit, that it should be that for what's going to be half an hour. But let's say I'm late. So you're late. So you lost out on those first 15 minutes. The amount of oil you need to put in now is only 15 minutes of oil, because you have to now light the candle so that it should be lit at that critical moment of when the Talmudim come home from town. And let's say there's only 5 minutes left. You only need to light for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes is going to be enough. Let's say you light at 10 o'clock at night, according to this opinion. You can light the candles, and the very next second you can blow it out. Because you're already past that zman of when the Talmudim come home in the street. So all you're left in the mitzvah for you is just to do an act of lighting candles to express the miracle. For one moment, it's good enough. One moment is good enough. As I told you, this is a very interesting chiddush. And you know what the proof to that this opinion is correct? Is because of the principle of kavsa in zakuk lo. You see that the candles do not need to be lit for a half an hour. The proof is, if you light, according to every single opinion, if you light candles, and after 1 second, the candles blow out for reasons beyond your control, you have done everything in your power that it should remain lit, to light the candles in the most responsible way, with good oil, with good wicks, and in a location where it's not going to blow out, and something unusual happens, and it goes after 1 second, you fulfill the mitzvah 100%, and you have no obligation to do anything more. So you see, there is such a principle that you don't have to light the candles for a long period, just do the ma'isa hadlaka. We, lahalacha, accept the candles have to remain lit for a half an hour, no matter what. No matter what, if you light your candles at 11:59, think about this, Shaila. We know that the Ikar Zman, halacha l'maaseh, if a person comes home at 12 o'clock at night, it's exactly chatzos. When is chatzos? I don't know, chatzos is 12 o'clock, 12:05, whatever it is. So let's say it's quarter after 12, it's past chatzos. You are not allowed to make a bracha. You cannot light the Ner Chanukah with a bracha after chatzos, if there is no one else that's going to see your candles. If you can find a human being that's going to see the candles, then you can make a bracha even after chatzos. Mice do not count. You know, today after davening, I was listening to a conversation between two mice. You know, those little creatures? As they were avoiding the mouse trap, one said to the other, "Are you going to take the vaccine?" So the mice said, "I'm waiting to see what happens with the human trials first." Dr. Friedman, you like that? Okay, so the mice don't count. If they see, it's not my joke. Someone told that to me. The mice don't count. The mice see you need another person. But let's say it's 11:59, 1 minute before Chatzos, you're allowed to light candles with a bracha. Now here's the question: how long? Think about this question: how long do your candles have to remain lit? Do they need to remain lit for half an hour? It doesn't make sense, right? Well, what's the purpose? If I would light the candles 1 minute later, I couldn't make a bracha. So now when I light the candles at 11:50, there's no one around. There's no human beings to see the candles. And it's 11:59. The halacha is I can still make a bracha. How long do my candles need to remain lit? So la halacha, we pass in a half an hour. That's the assumption. But it's illogical. Because if in 1 minute from now I can't make a bracha, so the zman of my mitzvah that's left for my mitzvah is 1 minute. Let me ask you another shayla. Let's say when is the last time you can light candles? When the people are around. You have people staying up the whole night. So I'm assuming you can light candles until Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar, 72 minutes before sunrise, is the beginning of the day. Chanukah candles, you only make a bracha at night. You don't make a bracha by day. So I'm assuming that if there are people around that can see your candles, you can light the candles until Alois HaShachar. Let's say you light your candles 1 minute before Alois HaShachar, and there's someone standing around to watch you light. For how long do the candles, how much oil do you need in your menorah? How long do the candles need to remain lit? I assume a half an hour. But what do you mean? 1 minute later, once it is Alois HaShachar, you can no longer light Chanukah candles. Even if someone sees the Chanukah candles, because now it's the daytime, and there is no halacha, you have no permission to make a bracha on Chanukah candles by day. But yet I'm still allowed to light the very last moment of the evening. But that doesn't make any sense. If the zman of the lighting is a half an hour, the halacha should be that the very last moment when you can light Chanukah candles is the last half an hour of the day. Or it should be a half an hour before Chatzos. But it does not say that in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says you can light candles until Chatzos, and you can light candles until Alois HaShachar. And the assumption is that they have to remain lit for half an hour, but it's really ridiculous because the Zman is over after 1 minute. So what do you really see from this halacha? You see that Me'ikar Hadin, the lighting of the candles, is just a moment. It's 1 moment. That is the Ikar Mitzvah. 1 moment. Kovsa Ein Zokuk La. If the candles go out, you don't have to relight them. If you want, you can. But you're not really accomplishing anything because that's not the Maisa Halakha. That's the Maisa Mitzvah. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's a halacha, lahaloi snare tam. They lit the candles in the Beis HaMikdash, and there in the Beis HaMikdash, everyone says across the board, kofsa zokuk la. If in the Beis HaMikdash they lit the candles, it's supposed to go the entire night, not just for half an hour. It's supposed to go me'erev ad boiker. And they light the candles, and then in the middle of the night, one of the candles goes out. What is the halacha? The Kohen has to immediately relight it. Kofsa, if it goes out, zokuk lo. He is responsible. I think even to the degree where he has to make a bracha. In the Beis Hamir, they made brachas. They made the same exact bracha. Halak ner shalom menorah. They made a bracha. You have light. But we pass when it comes to Chanukah menorah kofsa, ein zokuk lo. You have no responsibility to relight it. Why not? Obviously, the Ikur Hadlaka is for a single moment. Okay, so let's understand the lumdis, the different angles to appreciate this idea. We have a rule, Kavsa Ein Zokuk La. You don't need to relight it. A person, if he's all alone, is permitted to light Chanukah candles even 1 minute before Chatzos and make a bracha. Once it's Chatzos, no bracha. question is, if in 1 minute I can't make a bracha, how can my lighting be valid? If the lighting demands that they remain lit for a half an hour, that entire half an hour must be a time when theoretically I could make a bracha. And yet in Shulchan Aruch does not say that you have to light the candles a half an hour before Chatzos. You're allowed to light it the second before Chatzos. And the other example was, let's say it's the middle of the night. Let's say it's right before Alois HaShachar. The latest man you can light Chanukah candles with someone watching you is a moment before Alois HaShachar. The next minute you can no longer light because it's day. But when you light the last moment, how long must it remain lit for? I assume for half an hour. But why? If you need a half an hour, the very next moment, it's not as man when you can light candles. The halacha should be that you should be required to light the last man should be a half an hour before Alois HaShachar. And yet that's not the halacha. What's the answer? The answer is you see from these three examples that me'ikar hadin, you only really need to do a ma'isa to light for 1 second. And that's why this opinion holds, it's incredible chiddush. Once it's past Seisak HaChavim, you know, you just need light for a second. Even if you light bizman, if you light when the sun sets, that's when you need the half an hour. But let's say you're late, whatever the proper zman of lighting is, you're now 15 minutes late. You only technically need enough oil to last for the next 15 minutes. Why? Because the ikar zman, it's an incredible new way to look at Hanukkah candles. The ikar moment of the mitzvah is the half an hour after you light it, when you light it bizman. It's a very delicate mitzvah, Hanukkah candles. Extremely delicate. You're lighting it in the proper zman, and your lighting is where you're putting into motion a process that will culminate with the candles being lit at a very specific moment, which will be for you a half an hour after you lit the after you lit the candles. They're almost like three elements. You're lighting the candles, you're allowing 30 minutes to pass, and when the 30 minutes pass, the candles are lit at this particular moment when these people in the street are now coming home. See, this also gives this piece of this Rashi a whole new idea. Think about, let's go back and discuss this point. Why do we light for half an hour? So the Gemara says because the Talmudim, I should really read the Rashi, I don't have it in front of me, the Talmudim are found in the street. Who are the Talmudim? Rashi says they're a certain nationality. Are they Jews? Not necessarily Jews. It's not clear who these people are. And what do? They sold wood chips. Why would they sell wood chips? People came home from work when it got dark. There was no electricity. There was no technology. You work from sunrise to sunset. When the sun sets, everyone goes home. When you come home, you eat dinner. How do you prepare dinner? They didn't have ranges, gas ranges. They didn't have toasters. They didn't have microwaves. You take some wood and you make a fire. And you take your food and you put your food on the oven and you prepare yourself a meal. What happens if you come up and you discover there's no wood chips? There's no fuel. There's nothing to use to make. So you go to the store. So there are people out there taking advantage of all the people that do not have wood chips. And they're there waiting for you to come back into this, come back from your house outside to buy wood chips so you can make dinner. How long do people come out to buy? Half an hour. The people who need wood chips to make dinner, they only go out, they only discover they don't have wood chips and go out to buy wood chips for half an hour. After half an hour, no one's coming. Because either you already made dinner, and if you didn't come to buy wood chips by now, you're not coming because either you don't have money to buy wood chips or whatever, you're not coming anymore. So these people now, they're finished. So what do? They close up shop and they go home themselves. So the question is, what's the inyan of lighting for half an hour? I always thought when Rashi says that the Talmudim are out, this is just a hechatimsa if the Talmudim are out selling wood chips, people are out in the streets. Who are the people out in the streets? The people who need to buy wood chips. They leave their house, they go to the store, they buy wood chips, and they come back. They're going back and forth, back and forth. So when they're going back and forth to buy wood chips and they're passing by your house and they see your menorah lit, oh, Parsume Nisa. They're going out to make dinner and they see your menorah lit, there's Parsume Nisa. So when is the Parsume Nisa? During every single moment of that half an hour. Is that the pshat? Maybe the pshat is no. Those people who are going out to buy wood chips, they're not interested in looking at your menorah. They are preoccupied. They're rushing to the store to get the wood chips. And then when they get their wood chips, they're rushing home to cook dinner. They are preoccupied. They're not even going to notice that you have a menorah lit in front of your house. So why bother lighting the menorah? You know why? Because after a half an hour, the Tarmusim, the merchants who sell the wood chips, they close up their stores very carefully and slowly. And they're very happy with themselves. They made a very nice living today. And they walk home slowly. And as they walk home slowly, they pass your house and they see your Chanukah menorah. One moment. That's the moment. The moment of Persume Nisa is not the whole half an hour when people are running back and forth, preoccupied. Oh, I got to go get wood chips. I don't have any money on me. I got to go to the bank. I got to go to the ATM. Oh, I got to go here. Oh, he's out of wood chips. I go to this guy, that guy. You're preoccupied. It's the Persume Nisa is not the half an hour people are running around like chickens without a head to go buy wood chips. That's not the Persume Nisa. They're not in a frame of mind to pay attention. The Persume Nisa is when the whole chaos is over. And the Tarmusim are. You hear me now? You hear me now as a backup, please hear me? So when is the Persume Nisa? Yeah. The Persume Nisa is when it's all over. The chaos is over. The Tarmusim close their shops, they count their money, and they walk home very happy with themselves. We made a good living today, and they pass your house. Oh, look at that. A Chanukah menorah, Persume Nisa. The moment of Persume Nisa is a single moment. It's not a continuous half an hour. And the goal is, Chazal said, we want you to prepare for that half an hour moment 30 minutes in advance. We want you to prepare in advance. If this is not a mitzvah, you just turn on a light switch, countdown, you drop the ball, January 1st, 12 o'clock at night. It's the mitzvah is to prepare. Prepare for that moment. The ideal amount of time we want you to prepare is 30 minutes. If you mess up and you start preparing 15 minutes late, so you only have a 15-minute preparation cycle time. So you only need to put into your menorah 15 minutes worth of oil. If you're 29 minutes late, so your preparation today will only be for 1 minute. Let's say you missed the time. You missed it. The Talmudim already came home. It's already a half an hour after Mishach HaShecha. It's now 11:30 at night. So does that mean you can't do the mitzvah? Well, you messed up pretty bad. You're a damaged person. Your mitzvah is really not the way it's meant to be, but we'll throw you a bone. You can still light the Chanukah menorah for 1 second. You can light it for 1 second. That's all you really need. That's all it really is. Because the mitzvah is a 1 second mitzvah. But built into the mitzvah, Chazal wanted that the mitzvah should be done behachon rabba, with a preparation of exactly a half an hour. You light it at this moment so that that moment should be ready a half an hour in advance. And this approach, a radical approach to Mitzvah Chanukah, you've never heard this before. This is not the way we look at Chanukah. Because the way we look at Chanukah is, like I told you last week, is it's the most expensive mitzvah in the Torah. Why is Chanukah the most expensive mitzvah? Because there is no other mitzvah that I know of that demands a half an hour of your time. Okay, and the most valuable asset in life is time. When you become a billionaire, what do you do with all your money? You buy time. Isn't that what you really do? You buy time for yourself to do what you want to do with your life, not to be a slave to do what someone else wants you to do for them. So time is the most valuable asset, and there's no mitzvah in the Torah that demands a half an hour. The Seder Lil Pesach, if you have a very good mouth, I told you last week, if you're able to move those lips on your tongue very quickly and chew and drink, you can do the whole Seder in 8 minutes. Chanukah candles, you're supposed to sit there for 30 minutes and not twitch for 30 minutes. That's what you're really supposed to do. It's a very expensive mitzvah. 30 minutes of your time. Because the way we look at Chanukah, and that's the halacha. What I told you now was more, it's more drush, but it's not really drush because you look in the Pesachim, how they write, things that they write about, and you look at the Ikar HaDin, that really is another very valid halachic approach to the mitzvah. But for our purposes, the way we in this generation view the mitzvah, it is a mitzvah that's a 30-minute mitzvah. The Iker Zman of the mitzvah is to light the candle. And when you light the candle, there should be potential for it to go for 30 minutes. And if you can be Mahader, sit there for 30 minutes and take it all in for 30 minutes. And every single second of those 30 minutes contributes to the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. However, there's another different approach to look at the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a split second. What is the split second? The mitzvah is to be mefarsem the nes to the merchants who come home from their job. It's very bizarre. Why them? Why the Talmudim from all the other people? Are they even Jewish? The simple understanding is they're not even Jewish, the Talmudim. I don't know. I really don't know. But it's symbolic. There's a lot to be said about the Talmudim. Who are these people? Where do they come from? In fact, I do remember that there was an article in the Kankan Journal attempting to define who are exactly the Talmudim. Interesting discussion, and I think he had there five different opinions as to who these people were, from which nation, where were they, where did they come from, where were they located. It's not so simple who are the mysterious Talmudim who are selling wood chips in the store, and they're going to walk past your menorah when they close their shops. That's the moment. The moment is the chap. To chap the Talmudim at that one moment. And the mitzvah is, l'chatchila, you should prepare for the Talmudim a half an hour in advance. That's the hiddur of Chanukah, the real mahadrin. But if you mess up, you don't need to prepare half an hour in advance. You only need to prepare 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes. And if you blow it, it's already past the zman of the Talmudim, so just light for a second. Zeichel adavar, you light the menorah, you can blow it out. Because the mitzvah is really just a single moment. And the half an hour is a hachana to reach that destination. The lighting is not the ikur. The ikur is that it should be lit at a very specific time. And that approach, which is not the halacha, as I told you 10 times, although it's not the halacha, there's very solid basis that it should be the halacha from the examples that I've given you of Kofsa Ein Zokuk Lo, and from the fact that you can light Chanukah candles at 11:59 and 1 minute before Alois HaShachar, where then the mitzvah is only for 1 second. But yet it's not the halacha, but it does affect us in at least in a hashkafic way, of looking at Chanukah that what is Chanukah? What are we doing in life? Life is all about making preparations. Chanukah is all about investments. Invest. Prepare for the future. There's going to be a time when the Talmudim, these people and what they represent, obviously it represents something very, very lofty. There's going to be a time in this world when the Talmudim, they're going to come pass by. And we have to be ready for them. And we have to invest in our time to light those neros, ner Elokim nishmas Adam, to light our neshamas. It should be lit for a half an hour, waiting for when the Talmudim come and they pass by and they see us. Obviously, the Talmudim represent people. We have to really figure out what they represent. Okay, but that's probably part of the mystery. There are little tidbits about the Talmudim we know about. We know the Talmudim, they lived in a land that's sand. There's a lot of chol hayom. And for that reason, the Gemara says Hashem made their eyes different. Their eyes are not round. Their eyes are elongated. They're narrow, so that the sand should not get caught in their eyes. They have a unique features. Their eyes have unique characteristics. And being that the midst of Chanukah is all about Haneris Halalu Kodesh Me'ein Lanu Rishus L'shtamesh M'ela L'Oysam Bilvad, obviously there's some connection over there. I don't know what it is, but the Talmudim do have something unique. Gemara says Beferish in a different Gemara. They have something very unique about their eyes. And the midst of Chanukah is about looking. And this approach that we're explaining, the Ikor HaMitzvah, is for that split second when the Talmudim will come passing by, and it's our, and the Ikor Mitzvah is to make Hachonis 30 minutes in advance, and that in the world of Hashkafa, when you want to extract what is the deeper meaning of the of Chanukah, it completely changes the approach to Chanukah. When you light candles, your Chanukah candles, you look at it as an investment. Lighting up there, I'm lighting a small candle. It's an investment for the future. Okay, the goyim, I saw this many times in my life, on television and this and that, where the goyim, they make litzanis of Jews, their Christmas trees, kratzmach trees. Look how much, wow, they light up. They get an electric bill, like they don't know what hit them. They light up, and they look at the menorah. Oh, look at your candelabra. One little candle. How does that one little candle compare to this massive monstrosity with thousands of lights and all crazy mishigasim? Okay, there's a lot to be said. A lot to be said about that. Okay, about that argument. That narishkeit, a lot. But in the context of what we're saying now, there's another element, there's another point that adds to destroy that nonsense. Chanukah candles are an investment. This is not the light for now. You're lighting something in preparation for what's coming. There's someone coming. There are Talmudim coming. And when they're going to pass, they're going to be able to identify who you are. It's an investment. It's an investment for the future. When you invest for the future, you don't invest everything. You need to live also. You put away a little bit. It grows. A little today, a little tomorrow. The Chanukah candles is a modest investment to prepare for what is coming later. Okay, so this is a halacha, a little bit of a halacha. I mean, halacha lemaisa, we all know the halacha is that it has to be lit at least for a half an hour. A chatzi shah, we all know that. I told you, not, this whole thing was drush, it's not pure halacha. We all know when you light, it has to be lit for half an hour, l'chatchila, after it says Sakhachavim, at least for half an hour. So let's talk about another interesting halacha, another interesting idea. We have a few minutes. Are you allowed to light one candle from another candle? Okay, so we have a shamish, and we use the shamish to light one candle. Are you allowed to light one candle from another candle? So the answer is, me'ikar hadin, yes. Why? Oh, ein lanu reshus l'shtamesh b'chem, that means for personal needs. The prohibition to benefit from the Hanukkah candles is to read the New York Times. Personal needs, to count money in your pocket. Personal needs. But if you want to read the siddur, let's say you're sitting by the Hanukkah candles, the lights go out, and the only light that you have, let's say there is no shamish, for argument's sake, and the only light you have, the Hanukkah menorah, and you want to go use the Hanukkah candles to read the Ma'osur, to read Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David, to read Vihi Noyam, or to read Haneres Halalu, or even some hold even to learn. Those, it's permitted. Permitted. It is only forbidden to benefit from Neres Hanukkah for mundane purposes. But for spiritual purposes, certainly for the purpose of enhancing the Hanukkah, to read the Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David or Vihi Noyam Ma'osur, it is permitted to derive benefit from the Hanukkah candles. And just like you can derive benefit from the Hanukkah candles, technically you are permitted to, if one candle goes out and you don't have a match and the shamish went out and you want to somehow, I don't know how you're going to do this, you're going to lift up the glass cups, I don't know what you're going to do, you want to go maneuver the cups in such a way where you're going to be able to light one candle from another candle, technically it is permitted. How do we know this? Because this is a sugya in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos about the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Gemara discusses exactly this point. Are you allowed to light one ner from another? And the Gemara concludes, yes, in the Beis HaMikdash, if the nearest, there was no shamish. Think about that. Isn't that interesting? That in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a fundamental difference between the Hanukkah menorah and the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no shamish. In the Beis HaMikdash, there are seven candles. Where is the shamash? There is no shamash. Only a Hanukkah menorah do we have a minhag to have a shamash. That's really, it's a modern thing. Having a shamash is a more modern thing. Whole discussion of what the shamash really is all about, but are you allowed to light in the Beis HaMikdash one ner from another ner? The answer is yes, you are permitted. So certainly when it comes to the Hanukkah candles, technically you can light one Hanukkah candle from another Hanukkah candle. However, it's not so simple. Okay, this is where we touch upon, there's a major difference between the Hanukkah menorah and the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, every single candle is the Ikur HaMitzvah. The Torah says there are seven neros, seven lamps. All seven are lit every single day. Chanukah, me'ikar hadin, you only light one candle. Ner ish ubeisai. Any additional candle is mahadrin. V'mahadrin mina mahadrin. So if you have a Chanukah menorah and you have candles, let's talk about the first two candles. The first candle that you light is the ikar. That's the primary candle. The second candle that you light is Mahadrin. Who says you're permitted to abuse the ikar, the main candle, in order to light the Mahadrin? It has a higher sanctity. The first candle that you light is Mahadrin, is the ikar. That's the main candle. The second candle is not the main candle. It's an abuse to take the candle, that's the ikar, and use it for a lesser sanctity. So many poskim can say you're not allowed to. And don't confuse me with the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that says explicitly that in the Beis HaMikdash you're permitted to light one ner from another ner, because in the Beis HaMikdash each one of the seven neros is an ikar, is a primary candle. You have an obligation to light every single day seven candles. They're all equal to each other. So it's logical, the Gemara says, that one can help out the other. One candle can light the other candle. but the Chanukah menorah, the first candle, for it to light the second candle, that's a degradation. It's in sanctity. How dare you go take the Iker candle and use it to light the second, which is a Mahadrit? So what are you going to ask? Okay, we're going to be super duper careful not to go light the Iker to the Mahadrit. But let us light from the Mahadrin to the Iker. Let's say the Iker goes out and you want to relight the Mahadrin, or let's say from one Mahadrin to another Mahadrin, from candle two to candle three, or something like that. One person wants to take someone's Mahadrin and use it to light his candle number one, a second person. Find a scenario where you want to go light, take from the Mahadrin to another Mahadrin, or from the Mahadrin to the Ikar, to the primary. So then it should be permitted because you're going up in Kedusha. So it says here, Loi Plug. We don't differentiate. There's a general rule. Once you start making exceptions, it's chaos, slippery slope. Today you make an exception like this, and tomorrow you'll come to do it the wrong way, because most of the time the need is to take from the primary to use for the secondary, not the other way around, because you're always lighting the primary first. So Chazal said, Loi Plug. We do not differentiate because it's too confusing for the average person. This will lead, this will let you go and make the differentiation between one case and another case. It will ultimately lead to a violation of the halacha in the wrong case, in the case that's forbidden. So therefore, loy plug, do not light from one candle to another candle. And just to bring out this point, and I think this also explains a minhag, one of the halachas, of lighting candles. Now, what is the proper way to light candles? This is very important. I'll tell you two things. We're going to finish with this. First of all, it's a very important bir halacha, and it's really Yerushalmi, and most people do not know this, but it's a very important halacha. And I learned this halacha, it changed the whole lighting of the Hanukkah candles. As you know, I don't have much patience. You know, I'm very fidgety, and you light the candles, as soon as I see that it's going, I'm on to the next candle. Right, you have the Shamus. You light candle number one. Right, you light the first candle. And you see that it caught. Oh, it caught. Okay, next. Next, next, next. Keep on moving. Right? No, that's not correct. You're not supposed, some even hold, just go so far, you're not even Yoytze. Would you believe that? You're not even Yoytze. Think about it like this. When you light your Hanukkah candle, and now when you are inclined to pull out, don't. Remain there. Patience. The Iker Mitzvah is, this is what it says in the Bir Halacha, Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha. He doesn't say in the Mishnah Berurah for some reason. It says in the Bir Halacha, and it's a Yerushalmi. You have to hold the candle there until it is fully lit. Don't rely, it caught on, now let it take over. Now let the candle, there's a process. If you have a wick, it's going to draw in the oil. It takes time to settle. We all know that. You see when you light the candle, it gets very small, then it gets bigger. It takes time, like everything in life, it takes time to settle. When you light the candle, the Iker way to do the mitzvah is you light the candle and just be patient. Hold the Shamus there for another couple of seconds. If it was Fauci talking, he would say, sing happy birthday. Okay? He would tell you to delay. He would tell you to wash your hands. I'm talking when you wash your hands, they say, wash your hands, have patience. Keep on washing. Don't stop now. If you don't have patience, sing happy birthday. Keep on washing. When you light Hanukkah candles, don't let go. Keep the candle there until it's fully lit. Then you go to the next. It takes a long time. That can quadruple even more the amount of time it takes you to light Hanukkah. But that's the way you're supposed to do it. That's the halacha. You're supposed to give each candle the full attention till it's burning on its own, and then you go to the next one. By holding the fire there to fully assist in its settling down. Think about it. You have a person, you want to settle down a person in a new environment. Parents, they go with their children to the dormitory. They send their kids off to college. They take them in the car. They don't just drop them off and say, yeah, we're here. Get out of the car. Pop the trunk. Take your suitcase and good riddance. I paid enough money for this. No. The parents park the car. They take the suitcase. They go into the room. They sit down with them. They make the bed. They open up their suitcase. They help them pack. They sit down. They eat. They talk. Settle in. And then you go. The Hanukkah candle is the same thing. You don't just light. You let it settle in. Unbelievable. It totally changed the mitzvah for me. You have to have a lot of patience for this, which I don't. You have to have a lot of patience to do this. But that's what it says. That's in the Ber Halacha. That's how you're supposed to do the mitzvah. And he cites over here, Ashit and the Nitig Ariel. No one does this. And no one's machmer on this. But he cites over here, I don't even know. But if you don't, you're not even Yoitz, the Bracha Levatala. You're Yerushalmi. Okay, no one's going to go so far to say such a thing, La Halacha. And most people don't have the patience for it anyway. They don't, no matter what. But it's the proper way to do the mitzvah. Now here's the next thing is next. After you light one candle, you light one candle. Wonderful. Gewaldig. Now you light the next candle. When you begin to light the next candle, if you know the words by heart, you can begin saying, or some hold you should start saying, Haneirois halolu onu madlikin. So the question is, why? If you're supposed to light eight candles, so wait, light, give each candle the attention it deserves. And don't even start saying Haneirois halolu until you finish all eight candles. You're not allowed to do anything until you finish the first candle. After you completely finish the first candle, and you begin to light the second candle, that's the earliest time you can begin to say the words Haneirois halolu. But when you begin to light the second candle, you can now start, you should, if you have different opinions, but most opinions, most people that I've seen, most work with their principle, is that now you should. Now is the proper time to start saying Haneirois halolu when you light the second candle, when it begins to catch. Why? So this goes back to what we said before. It brings out a very important principle in Hanukkah candles. To differentiate between the ikor and the tofel. And that's a very important rule in life, to know your priorities. Chanukah, it's a very beautiful Yom Tov. Mahadran, we don't just light one candle. We light one candle for everyone in the bayis. Oh, that's also not enough. Mahadran, mina mahadran. Everyone in the family gets eight candles. Wow, moisef ha'hoylech. Everyone, we go mamish all the way to the extremes. But we have to remember, that's not the ikar. That's not the ikar. It's a very dangerous game when the tofel, when the hidur becomes the ikar. Okay? When that becomes the ikar, they had this, you know, these articles and these magazines, Stussen, a lot of crazy things in these magazines. They have this series going on, non-stop, it's getting crazy, letters to the editor about weddings where all of the women have to wear matching gowns, color-coordinated matching gowns. And they talk about, you can write a whole book about this, about the psychological effect of forcing everyone in the family, all of the women in the family, to wear the same color gown. If that is what the wedding is all about, then we're in a lot of trouble. Okay, the wedding is about the chosn and the kala, the chosn marrying, getting married to the right people, and what life is about, and not about color coordinating the gowns. When the tofel becomes the ikar, it's a churban. When you light Chanukah candles, there is the ikar and there is the tofel. The ikar, quiet, sacred, no talking. You light the candle, you hold the nair there until it's fully lit. Then you light the next candle. The next candle is not the same. It's the hiddur. To show that it's not the same, We start singing Haneirois Halalu, something which takes away. It's funny, you think you sing the words, it's sanctity, right? Haneirois Halalu Koidashem. It does add sanctity in the right time. But to say the words when you're lighting the candles to a degree, it lessens the aura, the chavivos, the moment when you start speaking. Because it's not the ikar, that's the tosa. And it's extremely critical in life to be mavdil between the ikar and the tosa. And by reciting Haneris Halalu, we're doing just that. Another moment in Chanukah to give us musr as to what the purpose of these candles are. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for coming and listening. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy. Mirtz Hashem will continue later, tomorrow, whatever.
When's the Chanukah party?
We're coming over, Mayor. We're all coming over.
We'll do it on Zoom.
We're coming over, Mayor. You have latkes?
Donuts?
Have a good day. Have a good day.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay.
Frelge Chanukah.
It's never ever good to make a joke about Chazal.
Yeah.
I think I know where these Taradumin come from.
Where? Where?
The Hutim?
The country
just made peace with Eretz Yisrael.
Morocco?
No, Bahutan. Bhutan. You didn't see it last night? Yeah. You missed it?
It's a country. It's near Nepal or something.
Near Nepal.
That's where they come from? The Talmudim?
I'm just making a joke.
The only people actually who won't have relations with Israel are the liberal Jews.
No one ever heard of Bahutan.
All right.
No, seriously, they made peace there. They established diplomatic relations.
Excellent. There's another tourist attraction.
No, it's by the Himalayas. It's really...
Yeah, it's a good place to go. Yeah.